So, when did you first discover T.S. Eliot, anyway?
That's a wonderful question. So, a lot of the time when I was in high school, when we were in English class, the rest of the class would be reading something and I would finish early and be sort of looking around for something to do. A lot of the time that stuff was very prosaic. I wasn't particularly interested in it, so I would rush through it and then I would just browse the enormous textbook that we had, which had fiction and poetry in it. And I discovered T.S. Eliot around then. I was probably in 10th grade and feeling very disaffected and lonely. And so the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock really resonated with me, a teenage girl in Northern Virginia, thinking, ah, yes, I am exactly like this poet who was traumatized by World War I, obviously. And so I read that and then I read The Wasteland and was so amazed that you could do something like that with a poem. Most of the poems that I had read up until that point had been very short. They certainly hadn't had footnotes and Shakespearean allusions and multiple sections and different poetic voices all contained within this one overarching structure. And I just found that really incredible. And it was also around the same time that I got really into Dadaism. And so I think that that sort of post World War I malaise ended up influencing me more than I would have initially thought before you asked me this question a minute ago.